Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Raline, good afternoon to you from a chilly Johannesburg.
Well, I can't say it's chilly here because things are heating up both in Jerusalem and just because it's the middle of summer and it is hot.
So before we get to the stories of the day regarding the tensions that are ahead of the flag march or what the flag march actually is, and what's happening in respect of these different accords that look as if they're going to be taking place. The good news I hear coming out of Israel is that the indoor mask mandate may be coming to an end or may even have been ended.
It has been ended. The Israelis today said, yalla, bye-bye, don't come back anytime soon, to the indoor mask mandate. Today, it is no longer compulsory to wear a mask indoors. That's if you're going into the mall or into a restaurant or supermarket or on public transport or to the office or anywhere. The only people who now have to wear a mask will be any unvaccinated citizens that are going into medical or healthcare facilities, people who are on their way to quarantine, and also anybody who's flying. All airlines now have a mandatory mask wearing mandate in place, and that is still holding. But Israelis have said goodbye to the mandatory mask wearing, and it's proof. I mean, it sucks to be restricted and have lockdowns and all these rules in place, but you know what? They do work. They are there for a reason. And Israel is certainly living proof that if you just stick by the rules, those numbers can come down, lives can be saved, and a return to normality can be had.
Well, you know what? It may suck to have to wear masks, but here in South Africa, it sucks that we've got such a poor, poor vaccine rollout. And we look to Israel for inspiration, and we can only hope that our country and our government follows suit, because our numbers are sadly increasing on a daily basis. But let's move on. Tell me, what is a flag march and why is it causing tensions in Jerusalem?
Well, let's break it down. Every year around about the day of reunification, that's Yom Yerushalayim, a march where people with flags march along the Old City. It's to celebrate the reunification that took place just at the end of the Six-Day War, where the Old City fell once again back into Israeli hands, back into Israeli control. It was occupied by the Jordanians and people of all religions, I mean, including Christians in this as well, finally had access to their holy sites in Jerusalem. And we cannot forget those words, HaKotel Beyadenu, the Kotel is in our hands, and Jews were once again able to go and pray at the holy site of the temple. And this year, for some reason, it is seen as the first time that it is inflammatory or provocative. Last month, this was postponed because of tensions in Jerusalem, which resulted in an 11-day-long military operation, or let's call it what it was. It was a war, and we're certainly bracing for any kind of flare-up. In fact, the IDF are on alert, and we're on alert here with Iron Dome batteries rolled out. We've heard some very, very provocative language coming from Hamas the last couple of days, including threats to renew car rammings. Also, arson terror, which we've seen today, at least 18 fires around the south of Israel burning very, very important agricultural and national reserve land. That happening today, firefighters, police battling to get those fires under control because it is very, very hot here. But at the moment, the march is taking place. It is around the Old City, a heavy, heavy police presence, especially around Damascus Gate. The route of the march will be to walk from Jaffa Gate around the Old City and then down to the Kotel where people were gathered. And I must say, this is the first major test that this government is facing from both sides, from the side that Hamas will want to test this new government and our resolve and our strength, especially as it's only just 2 days old. And also tests coming in from those who really oppose the government. We've already seen signs attacking Prime Minister Bennett. You know, we've heard the language over the last couple of days coming from the, we'll call them the disgruntled faction. Those are the faction whose leader is not Prime Minister or part of the ruling coalition anymore, but is rather heading up the opposition. And we're certainly seeing the tension there, but a heavy, heavy, heavy police presence. And we're really hoping this goes without the ceasefire being broken by Hamas and without any violence today.
So I think a lot of people were concerned with Trump leaving office and now, of course, with Bibi leaving office. There were concerns about the Abraham Accords and whether they would withhold this change in government, both in the United States as well as in Israel. But judging by the congratulations that Prime Minister Bennett has received from the UAE and Bahrain, these accords seem to have been solidified.
Well, absolutely. And I think we've also got to remember that the United States and certainly Israel is not the sum of one person or one man or one woman or even one sector of society. You know, it's made up of different sectors of society. It's made up of a whole team of people that go into these negotiations and into these bilateral agreements. And the response to the change in government has been very, very positive, coming from the Biden administration as well as the leaders of the UAE and of Bahrain, who wished the unity government everything of the best. So these accords will hold. They are holding. They've certainly got legs of their own. And also the amount of agreements taking place on a daily basis is phenomenal. Just the other day, the UAE and Israel signed a memorandum of understanding on cooperation in outer space. I mean, our relationship is now out of this world. What can I say? But the countries are really seeing that these accords are benefiting not just the people in our countries, but the people of the region. And we are hoping that there are other communities within the region that are watching very, very closely and seeing what this means for job creation, for cooperation, for safeguarding the region, and we hope that they follow suit as well.
Well, I must thank you for joining us again today. It's fascinating to hear what's going on. It will be fascinating when we chat tomorrow to see what's happening with regards to the accords, the other people that are coming forward to congratulate Prime Minister Bennett, and of course what's going to happen with this Jerusalem march. Rolie Marks, as usual, thank you so much, and we will chat again same time, same place tomorrow.
Absolutely. We have a date.